Our commitment and our prayer for peace must be even stronger. The Pope's words after the Marian prayer. Greeting of the Holy Father after the Angelus. Dear brothers and sisters, it is with great sorrow that I learn of the news arriving from the Holy Land, in particular of the death of 10 Palestinians, among whom is a woman, killed during Israeli military anti-terrorist action in Palestine, and of what happened near Jerusalem on Friday evening when 7 Israeli Jews were killed by a Palestinian and 3 others were wounded as they were leaving the synagogue. The spiral of death that increases day after day does nothing other than close the few glimpses of trust that exist between the two peoples. From the beginning of the year, dozens of Palestinians have been killed during firefights with the Israeli army. I appeal to the two governments and to the international community so that, immediately and with delay, other paths might be found that include dialogue and a sincere search for peace. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for this. I renew my appeal regarding the serious humanitarian situation in the Lachin Corridor, in the South Caucasus. I am near to all those who, in the dead of winter, are forced to cope with these inhumane conditions. Every effort must be made on the international level to find peaceful solutions for the good of the people. Today is the 70th World Leprosy Day. Unfortunately, the stigma associated with this disease continues to cause serious violations of human rights in various parts of the world. I express my closeness to those who suffer from it and I encourage the commitment toward the complete integration of these brothers and sisters. I extend my greetings to all of you who have come from Italy and from other countries. I greet the group of quinceañeras from Panama and the students from Badajoz, España. I greet the pilgrims from Moyano and Montelion de Orvieto, those from Aquiterm and the boys and girls of the Age Psi Circle Primo group. And now I greet with great affection the boys and girls from Catholic Action from the Diocese of Rome. You have come on the Peace Caravan. I thank you for this initiative which is so precious this year because, thinking of the war-torn Ukraine, our commitment and our prayer for peace must be even more strong. Let us think of Ukraine and pray for the Ukrainian people, who are so badly treated.